2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There are stories and there are headlines that even in the insanity that we're dealing with in this country right now and in the world, still take my breath away, like, what in the actual you-know-what is going on? That headline is this. Mobster Whitey Bulger's nephew. Now, if you don't know who Whitey Bulger is, you need to watch the movie about Whitey Bulger. It's an insane movie, a true story about a mob boss in Boston. Hunter Biden is now connected to the monster and the mob boss Whitey Bulger and Whitey Bulger's nephew. In fact, Whitey Bulger's nephew, a Hunter Biden business associate, we're now just now learning, scored a White House visit when Joe Biden was the vice president. Yeah, let in the mob boss's nephews, because what could go wrong there? Unless you're actually involved in this world and you're just as corrupt as they are. Americans deserve answers about why the Biden family business schemes included now hanging out with mob boss's nephews. A longtime business associate of Hunter Biden with extensive Chinese ties visited the White House during the summer of 2016, according to visitor logs reviewed by Fox News Digital that has just broken the story. We've been told that on August the 25th of 2016, James J. Bulger, the nephew of the notorious mobster Whitey Bulger, was listed as visiting the White House for a West Wing tour. Now, this isn't like a public tour that you could sign up for online. No, this is a private tour. The visitor log shows him meeting with Anne Marie Pearson, who previously served as a general assistant at Hunter Biden's now defunct Rosemont Seneca Partners investment firm from 2009 until she joined then Vice President Biden's staff in 2014. Whitey Bulger's nephew, who went by Jimmy among his friends, was accompanied on the tour by his two daughters and a woman named Aline Kerwin, who shared the same address as Whitey Bulger's nephew. That, according to public records. In fact, between 2015 and 2016, Karen sent Bulger multiple articles about various business deals we now know in China. And then Bulger forwarded them to Hunter Biden and his longtime business partner, we're now being told, Devin Archer. That, according to emails that have also been verified and reviewed by Fox News Digital. Fox News Digital was unable to confirm whether Bulger met with any other Biden or Obama aides during the visits or whether he met with Biden directly. The White House, Bulger, Pearson, and Kerwin, shocker, did not respond to requests for comments on the White House visits. However, it is well documented that he played an integral role in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures and was in communication with him regularly as early as 2010. Whitey Bulger's nephew served as a chairman of the Boston-based Thornton Group, LLC. It is a firm we now know that joined forces with Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca to launch a joint venture with Chinese investment firm Boai Capital to create what you now know as BHR Partners. BHR Partners is controlled by Bank of China Limited. So let's just step back for a second and connect this dot, all right? And it's not hard to do because we now know this is a fact. There's no speculating here. A mob boss's nephew is doing business with the vice president at the time's son, who's then doing business with a Chinese investment firm that was controlled by the Bank of China Limited, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist government, who's then coming to the White House having meetings at the White House. What could go wrong here, right? No, do we need to ask more questions about this? Hell no. Does the FBI need to start looking at this or those that are investigating this? Of course not. Why would we do any of that? This is just business as usual for the Biden crime family. Bulger forwarded an email to his associate, Mike Leonard of Thornton Group. And one email dated January the 27th of 2014 with the subject line, meeting with Chinese ambassador. It shows Bulger suggesting himself, Hunter Biden, and his Rosemont Seneca co-founder, Devin Archer, meet with the Chinese ambassador in D.C. to talk about the fund. So you're getting the blessing of the Chinese government for this fund. Wow. Bulger's forwarded an email to his associate, Mike Leonard of the Thornton Group. And what was said? It said, gents, read the document Lenny sent me today. You will find it below. A U.S. Embassy staffer met with the former CEO of the fund in 2008 and wrote up a report on the meeting. Me and Lynn know this individual, Ayu, pretty good. He was the first CEO and hired Jonathan, as the two of them go way back. Pretty interesting that someone at the embassy in Beijing would be interested in what the domestic Boai PE fund was up to. Thought you guys should see this on another note. Lenny has reached out to someone in Beijing to ascertain Jonathan's flight schedule. I still believe a meeting early next week with the ambassador, if possible, would be best. Hope this has not caused too much of a, and then it's redacted. Wow. So Bulger suggests in 2014 an email that himself, Hunter Biden, and his Rosemont Seneca founder, Devin Archer, meet with the Chinese ambassador in D.C. to talk specifically about their fund. What could possibly go wrong here? Please read the document Lenny sent me today. You'll find it below. The U.S. Embassy staffers met with that CEO, and we're ready for this. Thought you guys should see it. You think? Yeah, because this is how you do business, apparently, in the Biden crime family. It's unclear if that meeting between Biden, Whitey Bulger's nephew, and Archer and the Chinese ambassador took place. Joe Biden was serving as the vice president of the United States of America at the time of this meeting request. Now, later that year, we also know that Bulger asked Hunter in an email on July the 22nd of 2014 to introduce the BHR CEO, Jonathan Lee, and Andy Liu, who was a BHR committee member, to Mr. Tung to discuss the BHR investment targets, quote-unquote, and funding, alleging Hunter sat next to Tong at a 2013 dinner welcoming then Vice President Joe Biden to Beijing. Fox News Digital previously reached out to the White House multiple times requesting the seating chart for the Beijing dinner, specifically Hunter's table. But guess what happened? They didn't respond. I wonder why. Now, in July of 2014, Hunter Biden said that he would be happy to actually introduce the BHR CEO, Lee, and the BHR committee person, to Liu, to Mr. Tong, who refers to Tong Chihu, the vice chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, known as the CPPCC at the time. This seems complicated. It's really not. I'll break it down a different way. What's happening is the Chinese government has their tentacles in the Biden family. They use Whitey Bulger's shady nephew to get all these connections and then had CEOs of top companies, including companies tied to the Chinese Communist Party Bank, to get involved in all this to make everything kosher. They wanted their tentacles in the Biden crime family. And this was just while he was the vice president. Imagine how useful he would be as the president of the United States of America. Quote, it's my understanding that during a trip to Beijing that you made with your father, President Xi hosted a welcome dinner, Bulger wrote. At that dinner, you were seated right next to Mr. Tong. Therefore, Jay and Andy believe it would be very helpful if you could please send a brief email to Mr. Tong laying out that you are a partner and board member of BHR and that you would be grateful to Mr. Tong if he can meet your local partners to discuss the fund. Please let me know if you can introduce these two to Mr. Tong by email. It is very important that our BHR initiative at this moment be this. Bulger stressed, obviously referring to Tong Chihu, a billionaire and first chief executive of Hong Kong who is serving as the vice chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. The CPPCC is the key, quote, mechanism for multi-party cooperation and political consultation under the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. That's what it says on their own website. And this is who Hunter Biden is trying to do business with, connect with, work with, get along with. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Hunter Biden responded to this email from Bulger, right? Begging him for his help, saying like, hey, man, we got to get this deal done. I need you to do this by saying this. And I'm quoting, happy to fulfill the request. He also wanted to let him know, I can't recall the name of the gentleman who sat next to me at that dinner. So if you say it was this guy, then I'm good with it, right? Happy to do this, but I have no email address for Mr. Tong, and he very well may have sat next to me, but I don't recall the two gentlemen's name to my left and right. Regardless, I would suggest the team draft an email in Mandarin and English for my approval ASAP. What did Bulger say? Let me reach out to Lin and Jay will revert ASAP, and he replied later that day. Now, Fox News Digital's previous inquiries to Hunter Biden's lawyer, as well as Bulger, as well as Lee and Liu and Tong, went unreturned. Another series of emails show that Bulger and his business partner, Michael Lin, a Taiwanese-American businessman who had been involved in a nonprofit that partnered with a group known for pushing propaganda supporting the Chinese Communist Party, were the first people Hunter Biden reached out to for help in securing an expedited business license in China for John Owens, who was married to Valerie Biden Owens, President Biden's youngest sister. That worked out well, didn't it? Yeah, hey guys, I need your help here securing an expedited business license in China for my sister and her husband. Owens, who goes by Jack, emailed Hunter Biden on May 9, 2014, informing him that his telemedicine companies, MediGuide America and MediGuide Insurance Services International, reached a serious stage in negotiations with a Chinese-based insurance company. But he said he wouldn't be able to seal the deal without a Chinese business license. So what happens then? No problem. Time pressures are very tight, the email said. Plus, the fact that we do not yet have one has caused a slight credibility bump in the company's mind. This all translates into a need for a business license, and one secured very quickly, Owens wrote. While this might seem to be a mundane task, I have come to understand that matters such as a business license can end up taking an inordinate amount of time, time we just don't have. Guess what happened? Within an hour, Hunter turned to Bulger by forwarding the email to him and copying Lynn on that email. This is, again, doing business directly with the Chinese Communist Party. See email below. It's from my Uncle Jack. Is there a way we can help him expedite this? Time is of the essence here, Hunter wrote. Bulger responded the next morning and said he would discuss with Lynn how they can help. 3 days later, Bulger sent an email to Hunter saying, me and Michael had a call with Jack this morning. I think we have a solution for his China problem. Man, it must be good to have ends with the Chinese Communist Party and Bulger, who is the nephew of a mob boss. Michael and Rand are researching the regs and laws right now, but our Thornton WOFE will likely be okay for Jack's company to use. When he mentioned WOFE, he was likely referring to the wholly foreign-owned enterprise of the Thornton Group, the company Bulger and Lynn co-founded. MediGuide's website says it came to an agreement with AnyHealth Shanghai, which will be largely representing MediGuide International LLC in China. Bulger's visit to the White House in 2016 is the latest example of a former Hunter Biden business partner gaining access to the White House during the Obama administration when Biden was the vice president for major financial gains. Eric Swearin, a longtime business partner of Hunter Biden and former president of the defunct Rosemont Seneca Partners, we also know visited the White House at least 27 times during the Obama administration. John Robbins, Rob Walker, another one of Hunter Biden's former business partners, appeared on the White House visitors' logs at least 16 times when Biden was the vice president. Walker's name also resurfaced last month when House Oversight Committee and Republicans said they obtained records showing members of the Biden family received more than $1 million directly in payments from accounts related to Walker and their Chinese business ventures that are directly tied to the Chinese Communist government back in 2017. In fact, Walker was listed visiting the White House twice in 2009, five times in 11, four times in 12, twice in 13, once in 14, 15, and 16. Quote, it's no surprise that another Biden family associate frequently visited the Obama-Biden White House. Representative James Comer, the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, said to Fox News Digital on March 30th in response to reports about Walker's visit, saying, quote, we already know that another associate visited the White House almost 30 times when Joe Biden was the vice president. This is more evidence showing that the Biden family enterprise centered around Joe Biden's political career. Americans deserve answers about the Biden family business schemes, and we will keep pressing for transparency as well as accountability. And while Biden has previously denied discussing any of his son's business dealings, we now know he met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates from the U.S., Mexico, Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan over the course of his vice presidency. So Joe Biden lied to you a lot. Two of Hunter Biden's Mexican business associates visited the West Wing on February the 26th of 2014, according to the Obama White House visitor logs. And the then vice president was later photographed with Hunter giving those two men a tour of the White House Brady press briefing room. So again, why would you be doing that if you weren't, quote, discussing family business, right? In February 2016, email that Hunter sent, the president's son blasted the Mexican national for going completely silent, noting that he had gone out of his way to arrange a White House visit for the associates. He was angry when he was going down to Mexico. Quote, I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the vice president's house and the inauguration. And then you go completely silent. Hunter wrote an email. I don't know what it is that I did, but I like to know why I've delivered on every single thing you've ever asked. And you make me feel like I've done something to offend you. He added in that email. This is another example of a massive fire. This isn't smoking gun anymore. This is a massive fire of corruption around the Biden crime family. The fact that Hunter Biden was doing business with Whitey Bulger's nephew just tells you how stupid he is. Okay? Not stupid. This is who he could do corrupt business with. That's probably a better way of putting it. Right? This is truly the corruption of this business. This is truly the corruption of the Biden crime family business. They were looking for shady and bad actors that would go and do shady deals with them. That's the truth here. They knew they could do these shady deals. They knew they could do these corrupt things. They knew that these corrupt deals were only available with other people because this was not a legitimate business. They weren't doing legitimate business deals. I also want to remind you of something else. This isn't the only thing that's gone wrong for the Bidens recently. Miranda Devine, who is the architect of the mastermind book about Hunter Biden, The Laptop from Hell, she had this to say on Tucker Carlson's show just the other night. Take a listen.
In the story at all, the FBI has been in possession of Hunter Biden's laptop for years now. Even if they've arrested over 1,000 and 1,000 more to go, people who walked through the Capitol on January 6th. But in the case of the president's son, they've done nothing with it at all, no indictments, even though, as you also know, there is evidence of felonies on that laptop. So what is this about? Well, it's possible the FBI is working with Hunter Biden. The New York Post now reporting that Hunter Biden had an FBI mole called One Eye. And this mole tipped off Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners that they were under investigation. That is according to an Israeli energy expert who was arrested last month in Cyprus on gun running charges. And it looks like he may be innocent. We don't know. Miranda Devine is on this story as it develops. She joins us tonight. So those are the outlines. I apologize if I've misstated them. But will you just kind of sum this up? This is an amazing story, it seems like.
Look, Tucker, it's actually bizarre. I mean, it's another bizarre twist on an already bizarre story about the Biden family and the cast of characters involved in their influence peddling scheme around the world. And Dr. Gal Luft is the latest one. He is an Israeli energy expert, a professor. He was arrested in Cyprus, as you said, and is still in a Cyprus jail. He's charged apparently with gun running and FARA violations and various things, and he claims that he is innocent and that he's only been arrested to shut him up about what he knows about the Biden family business. And, you know, a lot of his story does check out. He is regarded in his orbit in Washington, D.C. as, you know, he's well regarded. He's a legitimate energy expert. He's a former high-ranking officer in the Israeli Defense Force. He has multiple degrees. And he also talks about this FBI mole that he claims Hunter Biden used to tip off his Chinese partners that there was an FBI investigation into them. And there is some corroboration of that from the reporting that we've already done from the laptop. We know that Hunter Biden did have contacts within the FBI. We know that he used them to benefit at least one of his Chinese business partners, Patrick Ho. And when Patrick Ho was arrested at JFK by the FBI, Hunter Biden then contacted his FBI contacts. And we don't know what they did for him, but that sort of accords with this story that's coming from Gal Luft. And Gal Luft worked for 3 years in Washington, D.C. with Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners. That checks out too. So when he says that those business partners told him about what the Bidens were up to, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he knew about that was going to Hunter and his uncle Jim Biden every month, and their contact with this FBI mole, it just bolsters, I guess, the reporting we've done from the laptop.
You put all that together of the news story I just told you, this story, an FBI mole doing business with a mob boss. Holy cow. And why is no one reporting on it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. I want to get to a couple other just headlines real quick that are important that need to be on your radar screen. And there's several different ones here. So get ready, because we're going to do this kind of rapid fire. Number one that I wanted to bring up real quick is Kevin McCarthy has now come out and has said it's very disturbing that the Chinese spy balloon collected its sensitive intelligence and the White House allowed it to happen. Listen.
Now, NBC reported exclusively this week that China did collect intelligence, sensitive intelligence, by circling, doing figure eights over sensitive military sites. Contrary to what the U.S. was saying, what the administration was saying.
That's very disturbing. I mean, the one thing you have to understand, too, is never should they have been able to go through our airspace. And a balloon is almost like a drone. It's hovering. We know when a satellite comes over, we can cover up. But the idea that they were trying to collect, it shows how dangerous the world is for the future. And this is why it's more important than ever that Republicans and Democrats speak with one voice. When that balloon came over, you watched the action of the House. Every single member of the House, be it Republican and Democrat, voted together on a resolution denouncing the CCP for that action itself and what they were sending that knowledge back to China. So I think you're going to see the Gang of Eight take actions and maybe the House take actions based upon further information we gather.
There should be more outrage from Kevin McCarthy in this response. Should be more than very disturbing. It should be going back to everything that I just told you about with Hunter Biden and the Chinese. Is it clear that this president, this White House is compromised by the Chinese? And the fact that we allowed this thing to do figure eights and then collect intelligence and we knew they were doing it and we were watching it in real time and we didn't shoot it down. And then the White House is like, oh, we shot it down. Only after it completed its mission, after it already left America. The fact that we allowed all of that to happen and no one stopped it. Right. There was no stopping this. That is an egregious dereliction of duty from the president of the United States of America. And everybody should say it. Like, there should be hell to pay for a president that doesn't protect us. There should be hell to pay for a president that knowingly doesn't protect our secrets, our military bases. They were able to collect intelligence, and they knew they were doing it in real time, and we didn't stop it in real time when we could have stopped it in real time. So the question is, which side is this president on? Now, I don't believe that this is incompetency. I believe that this was allowed to happen deliberately because we have a president that cannot stand up to China. It's the same thing with what's happening right now with Taiwan. I believe we have a president that is not allowed to stand up to Taiwan or stand up and defend Taiwan. I believe we have a president now that is completely compromised based on the intelligence that we have about this president. And I also believe that Kevin McCarthy should talk about this with more boldness. Speaking of Taiwan, listen to this.
Upon further information we gather.
The Gang of Eight being the top leaders who all get the intelligence. Do you worry that meeting with President Tsai in the United States is going to further escalate the tensions?
No, it shouldn't by any means. I mean, I would sit down with President Xi. Macron is sitting down with President Xi. What I think would foster a worse situation is a lack of communication. What China should look at today is that Republicans and Democrats are united. What we're looking at today is making sure the rhetoric doesn't get higher. We're looking at how can we deter that war does not happen, right? Peace through strength. So there's actions we can take looking back what happened in Ukraine. So 5 years from now, we're not in the same place that Ukraine is today. And the democracy is fostered greater and strength and freedom.
At the same time, what would you do about a potential invasion? U.S. intelligence.
I love this. Kevin McCarthy may be one of the biggest mods I've ever heard. There's no anger there. There's total just quiet, calm, no big deal. Where's the fight, man? Serious question. Where is the fight? I want to know where the fight is. You know, if the communists, by the way, start blocking the Taiwan Strait, is that an act of aggression? Well, if you talk to the White House, I'm not sure they would agree with you. Mike McCall said this on Fox Business.
Some are calling this a soft blockade. They just announced it. Any remarks on that?
The PRC, Communist China, has said it's going to block the Taiwan Straits. That is an act of aggression. We do know that there are three aircraft carriers surrounding the island right now. And we know that they have certain plans. Whether they carry those out, I don't know. But I think that would be a very unfortunate mistake on the part of the Chinese Communist Party.
Here's the thing. If you're the Chinese Communist Party and America won't even shoot down a damn satellite balloon to gathering intelligence over the United States of America in our airspace, do you really think they're worried that America is going to step up and America is going to stop them in Taiwan, right? If the Chinese Communist Party decides to start blocking the Taiwan Strait, is that an act of aggression? Do I know There are at least three aircraft carriers surrounding the island right now, and we know that they have certain plans. Whether to carry those out, I don't know. But I think that would be a very unfortunate mistake on the part of the Chinese Communist Party. What is the mistake here? If we're not going to stand up and stop them, if we're not going to stand up to them, how can you claim that's a mistake instead of this actually just being a brilliant move by China right now? I think China understands that they can do what they want to do right now and America won't stop them. We're already distracted by what's happening in Ukraine. We're already in too deep with what's going on in Ukraine. And so I think what they're seeing now is, well, we can do whatever the hell we want to do. We can get away with it. If we want Taiwan, now's the time to go because this president will not stop us even in America. This president won't even shoot down a balloon over America. He'll wait till it leaves. It was doing figure eights. They were monitoring it in real time. They knew what it was doing. They knew what it was doing when it went over the first military base, and they could have assessed the risk and shot it down before it got to the second military base, but they chose not to do that. The question is why? Why would you not fight back? Why would you not protect American airspace? And Kevin McCarthy, being the mod that he is, not being more bold on this is also disgusting. I do expect this from Joe Biden. I do believe that Joe Biden is compromised. I believe that Joe Biden doesn't have the ability to stand up to the Chinese. I don't believe that we are going to stop China. I also want to make that clear. I just don't believe it. From going into Taiwan, if they want to do it, they can do it right now. They want to do it, they have the ability to do it right now. And that's a problem, right? I mean, this is a real significant issue. And it makes me sad that we have fallen this quickly in this country with this leadership and the way that they're now acting right now. If they start blocking the Taiwan Strait and we do nothing, and we're going to do nothing, I think we all know that. I think we all understand it. The Chinese government is testing us, and every time they test us, we back down under this administration. We keep doing it. Senator Ron Johnson said it this way: America's weak under Joe Biden, domestically and internationally.
Yeah, it is really troubling. Now, the New York Post columnist Miranda Devine is reporting that Hunter Biden was seen at an art gallery in New York City this week. He has his art displayed among some of the best artists out there. Her new column, Hunter Biden flashes a cocky smile as DA goes after Trump in legal double standard. She writes, quote, if you ever want proof of a dual justice system, Hunter is the ultimate embodiment. Senator, it is questionable in terms of the Trump charges while we are talking every day about this influence peddling evidence in plain sight of the Biden family.
It is, but again, I hate being a broken record here. It is the complicit media that allows all of this. If we had an honest and an unbiased media, they would be outraged by the influence peddling. They would be outraged by, you know, the extent to this, to which this president is compromised, and the actions of his family compromise him further and continue to compromise him. But they're not. The mainstream media is by and large advocates for the left. They're going to cover up all the wrongdoings of Joe Biden. They're going to cover up all the policies that are weakening America and emboldening our enemies. That's what's happening in this world right now. America is becoming weaker with open borders, four-year high inflation, the war on fossil fuel, rising crime in our cities, and our adversaries are noticing it, and they are on the move.
Yeah,
they're on the move. Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson, they're on the move. That's what they're doing right now. They're on the move. I believe that China is going to continue to act out. I believe they're going to act out in Russia. I believe they're going to act out with technology. I believe they're going to act out and do whatever they want, because I don't believe that they believe there's going to be sanctions on them or anything significant that Biden's going to do. And I don't think it's a guess. I think they already know it. I think they have the Biden crime family so compromised right now that they understand that they can do whatever the hell they want to do. I really do believe that's it. I think they know it, and that's why they're all in. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.